Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm a Passionist priest, and I'd like to share this scripture with you. It comes from John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Since you have given him power over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I heard a story about a man who hadn't been to confession in 40 years, and first time going back in a long time. And he goes in the confessional, he could hardly believe his eyes. I mean, he looks in there and there's this wet bar, high definition TV, cigars on the wall. And he was aghast. He couldn't believe it all in the confessional. And all of a sudden the priest came in and he goes, "Father," he says, "I haven't been to confession in so long. Things have really changed." And the priest looked at him and he says, "My son, you've made a mistake. Get out. You're on my side." And perhaps some of you haven't been to the confessional in a long time and you need to go. And it's a place where grace can be yours. So I want you to know that my ministry really is devoted toward helping you to have a personal relationship with God. This whole talk right now is about you deepening your relationship with God. I was in Louisville, Kentucky recently, last week. And I was preaching a day of recollection there, and about 300 people came. It was just a morning of recollection for elderly people. And I was greeting people after, and, you know, I'm on TV there in Louisville, and people were being very gracious. And one woman came up to me, and she said, "Father Cedric, I want you to know something. What I love about your teaching is that you teach us that we can be saved. And I haven't heard that from a Catholic priest before." And she says, "I really appreciate that." And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, "Thank you for appreciating that." Because I have to tell you, the hallmark of my ministry really is that message that we just heard in the gospel of knowing Jesus and having eternal life. That's what Jesus said, that they would know you, speaking of God, and Jesus, and have eternal life. So I want you to know Jesus in a personal way. I want you to embrace salvation. See, now, I teach about many things when it comes to Live with Passion. I want you to live with passion. I want you to live with enthusiasm. I want you to develop and change and become all that you can be. But the heart of it all, and I want you to get this, I want you to know Christ crucified. I want you to know Jesus in a personal way. I want you to know that you're on the way to heaven. I want you to know that you have a glorious destiny in front of you. And the reason why I want you to know that is because at one time in my life, I didn't know it. And all, for all intents and purposes, I was lost. I hadn't been to confession in a long time. I wasn't even going to church. I didn't even know who really God was. And I found out that many people are searching. Perhaps you're just flipping through the TV programs right now and you came upon me and you're looking for something. Well, please listen. Jesus is the way and the life and the truth. And he is what you're searching for. And many of you go to church and you watch my program, Live with Passion. Well, I want to tell you, the church is wonderful. And if you're a Catholic, I thank God that you're going to church. But really, to be honest, church isn't what saves you. It's what the message of the church that saves you. It's Jesus who is behind the church that saves you. And we have to have a personal relationship with him. I remember for years I was lost. I didn't know what truth was, and I was searching and looking, and you know what I really thought was truth? It sounded good, sounded like it was something I could believe in, sounded like something that worked. It's a doctrine called reincarnation. And the doctrine goes like this. Well, you live on earth for a while, and then when you die, if you're not ready yet, if you're not perfected, you come back as someone else, and then you continue to grow and progress and become. And if you're not ready yet, when you die, you come back as somebody else. And I said, I love that doctrine because, you know, it talks about life after death and it talks about growth, you know, has some semblance of truth to it, but it's a complete absurd lie. Jesus never taught about that. None of the saints ever taught about reincarnation. It sounds good, but it's a deception. And then other people believe in something called the New Age movement because it sounds good. It's an easy spirituality. God is up there and he blesses your life and he wants you to grow and progress. And, you know, all those things are true, but it's too easy. There's nothing about the cross in there. There's nothing about the suffering and the sanctification. There's nothing about sacrifice in the New Age movement. And unfortunately, I have to tell you that some people that go to the Catholic Church and other Christian churches kind of believe in everything. They believe in reincarnation just in case, and the New Age movement, and Jesus, and all these different things. What we have to do, folks, is we've got to get orthodox. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He alone is the way to the Father. He alone is eternal life. It's not a whole potpourri of things. There's a lot of deception in the world. And the church has always stood for the truth and always proclaimed Jesus. And as a gospel preacher, as a passionist priest, I have a dedication to the cross of Jesus because in the midst of all the things that the world was offering me, it was only this that made sense, and not only made sense, but touched my life. I needed forgiveness. I needed a savior. I needed redemption. And I came to Jesus and asked for forgiveness. And I came to confession and was cleansed of my sins. And I came to Jesus and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's where the rubber meets the road. You come to know God in a personal way. When I talk about knowing Jesus in a personal way, here's what I mean. You know that he loves you and he forgives you. You have intimacy with him. You now have a relationship with him. And you know that you're on the way to heaven. That is so sweet. It brings such joy. Many people don't know where they're going. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. I want you to know where you're going without a shadow of a doubt. Read my books. Listen to my teaching. And it's not just me. It's the teaching of the Catholic Church and Christianity in general. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I remember I was preaching in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm recording this now in our chapel in Houston. Lake Charles is a little bit east of here, perhaps 2.5-3 hours east of here in Louisiana. And I've preached a lot of missions in Lake Charles. And it's been a beautiful experience. I've met so many people there. And I was in a church one time, and I was really bold, and just as I am right now, straight up, telling it like it is about Jesus and having a personal relationship with him. And it's not just going to church that gets it, although church can be a beautiful place where you receive Jesus, but it's not going to church that saves you. It's having a relationship with Jesus. And I was preaching that night about Jesus and telling stories about how I came to him and how my life changed. And then I got real bold and I challenged everybody. And it was a packed church. It was a parish mission. I don't know, 600 people there. They filled the church. They were liking the way I was preaching. And I got real bold and I said, tonight we're going to do something different. I'm going to give you an opportunity to dedicate your life to Jesus, to give your life to Jesus. Perhaps some of you have been confused. Perhaps some of you don't know who Jesus is, and you need to make a move with Jesus. And as I was preaching this way, and I was preaching in a bold manner and really moving around up there on the altar, all of a sudden, this woman popped out of the audience, and she got up, and all the heads turned and looked at her. She came out to the center aisle, and she came running right up to me. And I mean, I get goosebumps as I'm telling you about this. And I looked at her and I started to weep because I was about to call people forward and she knew what was coming and she seized the moment. She didn't care who was looking at her and everybody in the church was looking at her. She knew that she needed Jesus and she needed the eternal life. She needed everlasting life, and she wanted to go to heaven. And yeah, maybe she was going to church, but she knew that that wasn't doing it. And she made a move, and she came up right in front of everybody, and it was beautiful. And then I continued by saying, I'm going to ask all of you to do exactly what this woman is doing, to make a dedication to Jesus and give your life to him. And I mean, just about everybody in the church got up and came forward. But I have to tell you, I was so struck by the courage of that woman, by the, just she didn't care what people thought. I love what Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me in this wicked generation, then I'm going to be ashamed of you when you stand before the angels of God and before my Father in heaven. She wasn't ashamed. She didn't care what people thought. She knew that she needed a Savior. And that's why she was at that mission, and that's why she came. And some of you that are watching by TV, right now you're not quite sure where you are in your spiritual walk, and you know you need a Savior, and I'm going to help you with that here today. That's why I'm a Catholic priest. That's why I'm on TV, so that God can bring people to eternal life. Well, make a long story short, I began preaching altar calls in many different churches in my ministry. And I was inviting people to come to Jesus. And I know you go to church, but you need to make a move with Jesus. And it was beautiful. And what would generally happen is, not so much this one woman coming forward, but at a certain time when I made the call, everybody would get up and come forward. And that's beautiful and everything. But you know what? In a way, it can just become a ritual like going to communion. You just get up and you come forward. And if everybody's doing it, it's harder to stay seated when I say, I want you to make a move with Jesus and I want you to come forward, give your life to him. It's more embarrassing to stay seated when everybody comes forward than it is to come forward. So in a way, it was kind of counterproductive. So I remember I went to a church. Went to a church up by Bay City, Michigan. It was called Essexville. And that's up by Saginaw, kind of central Michigan in the east there. Had a packed church again in the round, about 500 people in the round. And I was thinking about these altar calls, and I can't just invite everybody up because that's really not doing it any either. And so I remember that night I was really bold, and it was in the Holy Spirit, and I said, some of you here aren't sure where you're going. You go to church, but you really don't know Jesus in a personal way. You're struggling inside. You've been confused. You feel lost. You're in despair. I said, not all of you, but some of you. And I said, you need to make a move. And I'm going to invite you to come forward. And then I looked around at everybody, and everybody's like, what's going on here? I said to everybody, I said, I don't want you to come. I don't want everybody to come. Please, everybody don't get up here. But if you know that God is calling you, you know that you need a Savior, you know you need to come to Jesus, then I want you to come. And you know what? About 15 people, 1/5 out of 500 people, got up and came forward. And that's exactly what I was after. I wasn't after the whole church coming forward because most of the people there knew Jesus and they loved him. But there were some people in there that were coming to that mission because they were starving inside, empty inside, and they knew that they needed Jesus in their life. And it was beautiful, the courage that those 15 people had to stand up in front of all those people in a Catholic church and come to Jesus was beautiful. And I know that God manifested his presence in each and every one of them. I'm on TV now in the Saginaw, Bay City, Essexville area. Perhaps you're watching me from Essexville. And if you're one of those people that came forward, you know what happened that night. That was years ago. And how God blessed you and how you had that courage to make a decision for Jesus in front of all those people. And Jesus, as he said, if you're ashamed of me in this wicked and adulterous generation, then I'm going to be ashamed of you. So it was so beautiful to see those people coming forward. I remember I was up down in Augusta, Kentucky. You know where Augusta, Kentucky is? It's right on the Ohio River, east of Cincinnati. And it's kind of a smaller church community. And I went in there and I was preaching the gospel. And then I had that altar call. And I mean, they had never seen anything like that in their life. Many people came forward. The next night, so many people came to that mission, they had to sit up in the altar. They had to sit up in the choir loft. It was amazing. Well, that mission was powerful because people were dedicating their life to Jesus in a way they never had before, publicly making a confession for him, scores going to the confessional, and it was a very beautiful thing. Well, the final night of the mission, something happened. The mayor came. Actually, it was the mayor's wife. She came with a plaque. And right before everybody, she gave me this. It was the key to the city, the key to Augusta, Kentucky. And on the plaque that they gave me, they said that the plaque said, "On behalf of the mayor, we're so glad that you came, Father Cedric. We have never seen any event where people in this town have been so excited." And I was like, wow, you know, this is so good. They gave me the key to the city and, you know, the mayor, you know, they're all singing my praises and everything. Next day I left and that was that. But, you know, something happened to those people. It was very beautiful. You know, as a Catholic priest, I'm all about living with passion. You live flat out for God. You give him your heart. And enough of this lukewarmness. It says in the Bible, of course, you know, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So what I'm after right now as you're watching this program is a new decision. See, I believe that God will touch you right where you are if you give your heart to him in a deep, personal way. As I said, a personal relationship with Jesus, this is what I'm all about as a Catholic priest. It's about knowing that you're forgiven and loved. He died for you personally. There is no reincarnation. I'll say that again. There is no reincarnation. But there is a resurrection. You know that he died for you personally. You know that you're on the way to heaven. And you have intimacy with him. How do you have intimacy with him? He's not just out there somewhere. You get filled with the Holy Spirit. And you get touched in a way that's unmistakable. This revolutionized my life. And that's why I preach with such passion. That's why I can stand up there on TV and in front of hundreds and hundreds of people in a service and call people forward. That's not easy to do. I risk embarrassment. I risk rejection, as you heard. And he wasn't the only priest that I've been rejected from. But I have a call from God. I have a mandate from God to go and to make disciples of all the nations. And I know that that's why God has put me on TV in all these different cities. I wanted to tell you about a young girl. She's an eighth grader. Her name is Rebecca. I was preaching in Slidell, Louisiana. Slidell is just north of New Orleans, where also my TV program's air. And I love that area of Slidell and Mandeville and Covington. I've done a lot of ministry in that area on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. And I was preaching a mission at St. Margaret Mary Parish there in Slidell. And my books were there, and it was after the service. You know, I had just preached. And here's this young eighth grade girl named Rebecca. I asked her name. And she was looking at my books, and she took my book, God's Not Boring. It's the book for teenagers. It's called God's Not Boring, book for young people. And she was looking at the book, and as she's looking at it and reading it, and she said, "I want to buy it." And she gave me $15. And I said, "Rebecca, keep your $15. I want to give you the book." Because, you know, I was just so touched that a young girl was coming to the mission. So I said, "You know, just take the book." And she said, "No, Father, I want to pay for it." And I gladly took the money because the money, of course, goes toward the production of TV programs. And this young girl needed to know that giving is a part and parcel of following Christ. It's about sacrifice. It's not easy. And if you want to be a true disciple, you will give. You will be generous. So she bought the book. And then I said, "Rebecca," I said, "this is unusual. Number one, that you're at this mission at such a young age. And number two, that you're buying one of my books. What's going on here?" And I said, "Did something happen to you?" And she said, "Well, yes, Father, something did happen to me. I'm in eighth grade, and we just had our eighth grade retreat about a month ago. And during the retreat, they brought all the girls and the guys into the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, and we were praying before the Blessed Sacrament. And normally I'm very distracted, and I don't pray very well. But as I was there, all of a sudden I had this sensation and this inner voice that I was forgiven and that Jesus loved me just the way I was. I sensed God's love for me. And my life changed. I'm different now." She said, "Father, I've been to a Catholic school all my life. I used to hate it when they prayed us in the class, then they'd start praying, or, you know, we'd have to pray in the morning. I never got anything out of that. I said, why did we have to pray?" And I'd kind of smirk and be cynical about it. "But now, I love to pray because God is real and he's touched me." And she said that Friday she was going to be giving a talk to the whole school about prayer. See, Rebecca had been born again. She had been touched by the grace of God. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have a big dramatic experience. It's just simply an opening of faith in your heart. See, faith is what opens us to the grace and the mercy of God. You are loved passionately by God. And I just want you to believe this and to trust this, whether you feel it or not. And you can know in the depths of your heart, in your heart of hearts, that God loves you and He's true and that He's with you and that He's calling you home to heaven to be with Him forever. And that's why I preach with such passion and such enthusiasm, because I've experienced this in my own life. And I want you to experience rebirth. I want you to know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I want you to know that you're on the way to heaven. This is what it's all about. See, we don't push religion on anybody. We don't try to make people to be like us. We share the good news, the treasure that we have. And it is a treasure: eternal life, forgiveness, the mercy of God, the love of God. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is to make a decision. I want you to know that on my website, I have good teaching, certainly the books that I have. But I want to offer you a free booklet. It's got a butterfly on the front, and it's called Experience Rebirth. You can get it on my website. You can download it. You can print it out. Or if you're not online, here's all you have to do. Just simply write me at the address that you have. You'll see it on the screen very soon. Just write me and say, I want the booklet, Experience Rebirth. I will send you that booklet free of charge. I'm not going to ask you for any money. I just want you to read about the Holy Spirit. I want you to read about rebirth in Christ. I want you to know Jesus in a deep personal way. And I'm talking to people that are going to church and people that are maybe just flipping through the program and you're looking for something. You know you need truth. This can alter your destiny. You can be on the way to heaven forever. You can have that joy that you've been searching for. There's a lot of deception in the world. Don't be duped by the world like I was. Reincarnation, New Age, you know, partying, lost, confused. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray that this program will touch you and bring you into a deeper relationship with Jesus and help you to live with passion. You'll have purpose, you have destiny, you have truth in your heart. And I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So what we're going to do is this. You know, you're not in church right now, you're at home. I can't invite you to come forward because you're at home, but I can invite you to do this, to pray with me. Now, is a prayer salvation? No. You need to be baptized. You need to be a disciple. You need to come to Jesus. You need to go to church, you know, if you really want to be a disciple. Prayer isn't going to save you, but a prayer will open you up to the grace of God. Remember what I said, the moral theologians tell us we need to make a fundamental stance. And out of that comes a fundamental option or a fundamental choice every day to live for God. This is good, basic Catholic morality. Fundamental stance, fundamental option. And so that option, that decision, I'm going to ask you to do right now with me, to pray with me, to open up your heart, hopefully to a manifestation of God's love, a new decision in your life, turning away from sin. For many of you, going back to confession, going back to church. For those of you who are already going to church, going to confession and giving your all to Jesus. And I don't care who sees you. Those who are ashamed of Jesus in this wicked and adulterous generation, Jesus will be ashamed of you when you stand before God. And you will stand before God one day. Read my book, Death, the Final Surrender. So I invite you to simply pray with me. I am a Catholic priest. I have no false pretenses other than I want you to come to God. I want you to have eternal life. I want you to know the love and the forgiveness that I've experienced. And so I invite you to surrender with me, to give your heart to Jesus. Yes, pray it out loud with me, right after me. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I surrender my life to you. I come to you just as I am. I want eternal life. I want to be filled with your Spirit. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And I pray that there will be a wonderful manifestation of the fire of God in your life that's unmistakable. You will know from watching this program that you're different, that your decisions will be different, your life direction will be different, that like Rebecca, like myself, like so many others, like that woman that came forward, like so many others, you will have a new life in Christ, and that you will have a personal relationship with Jesus. You know that he died for you, you know that he loves you, you know that you're on the way to heaven. Again, write me, go to my website, fathercedric.org, get that booklet, Experience Rebirth, get some of my books. If you can't afford them, I'll send them to you, whatever you want. I have partners who are supporting me so that I can reach out with this good news. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't just live. Live with passion.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live. Live with passion.